curiosity.
Most curiosity is, said Vorbis. It leads the mind into speculative ways. Yet the man who wrote this walks around free, in Ephib, now.
Druna glanced at the scroll. He says here he went on a ship that sailed to an island on the edge, and he looked over, and...
Lies, said Vorbis evenly. And it would make no difference even if they were not lies. Truth lies within, not without. In the words of the great god Om, as delivered through his chosen prophets, our eyes may deceive us, but our god never will.
But...
Vorbis looked at Fryett. The general was sweating.
Yes,
he said. Well, Ephib, a place where madmen have mad ideas. Everyone knows that. Maybe the wisest course is to leave them to stew in their folly. Vorbis shook his head.
Unfortunately, wild and unstable ideas have a disturbing tendency to move around and take hold.
Fryett had to admit that this was true. He knew from experience that true and obvious ideas, such as the ineffable wisdom and judgment of the great god Om, seemed so obscure to many people that you actually had to kill them before they saw the error of their ways, whereas dangerous and nebulous and wrong-headed notions often had such an attraction for some people that they would, he rubbed a scar thoughtfully, hide up in the mountains and throw rocks at you until you starved them out. They'd prefer to die rather than see sense. Fryett had seen sense at an early age. He'd seen it was sense, not to die.
What do you propose? He said.
The council want to parley with Ephib, said Druna. You know, I have to organize a deputation to leave tomorrow.
How many soldiers? Said Vorbis.
A bodyguard only. We've been guaranteed safe passage after all, said Fryett.
We have been guaranteed safe passage, said Vorbis.
It sounded like a lengthy curse.
And once inside?
Fryett wanted to say, I've spoken to the commander of the Ephibian garrison, and I think he is a man of honour, although, of course, he is indeed a despicable infidel and lower than the worms. But it was not the kind of thing he felt it wise to say to Vorbis. He substituted,
We shall be on our guard.
Can we surprise them?
Fryett hesitated.
We? He said.
I shall lead the party, said Vorbis.
There was the briefest exchange of glances between himself and the secretary.
I would like to be away from the citadel for a while. A change of air. Besides, we should not let the Ephibians think they merit the attentions of a superior member of the church. I was just musing as to the possibilities, should we be provoked.
Fryett's nervous click was like a whip crack.
We have given them our word.
There is no truce with unbelievers, said Vorbis.
But there are practical considerations, said Fryett, as sharply as he dared. The palace of Ephib is a labyrinth, I know. There are traps. No one gets in without a guide.
How does the guide get in? Said Vorbis.
I assume he guides himself, said the general.
In my experience, there is always another way, said Vorbis. Into everything there is always another way, which the god will show in his own time.
We can be assured of that.
Certainly matters would be easier if there was a lack of stability in Ephib, said Druna. It does indeed harbour certain elements.
And it will be the gateway to the whole of the Turnwise coast, said Vorbis.
Well,
the Djel and then Tsort, said Vorbis.
Druna tried to avoid seeing Fryett's expression.
It is our duty, said Vorbis. Our holy duty. We must not forget poor brother Murduk. He was unarmed and alone.
Brother's huge sandals flip-flopped obediently along the stone-flagged corridor towards brother Numrod's barren cell. He tried composing messages in his head. Master, there's a tortoise who says, Master, this tortoise wants...